free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Yeah, I don't think it's because I want to make sure we don't miss it, because I'm trying to write down as much as I can, but
Fires. Is it okay if I throw it at Damien?
Yeah, throw it at Damien. There's this amazing, like, basically, like, documentation that he has written.
No, it's just generated mermaid stuff, but it's basically how I explained it to devs, how it works.
Wow, okay.
So you can probably
use it. Useful.
It's got, like, whole sequence.
It's so... You feel so handicapped knowing how it's built, trying to explain to people how it works. Because I just don't understand the bits that people don't understand. So that's super valuable.
Well, yeah, I think that looks really, I hadn't thought so. Hey. I think it's just also a good execution on that. Yes.
Can we go left, please? So,
what would you like help with?
No, you want to speak like a pirate.
Oh, this is a...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sure, I don't want to drink, by the way.
Is that the... Yeah, it's like a big file.
Oh, that's for the money prompt, isn't it?
Yeah, the prompt in the welcome.
I'm trying to do a bunch of different things here. No. So, well, you can drink a place this year in the system.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, no, I get that.
Yeah, where...
I think I'm a bit stuck on, like, where to go next, because I, like...
Sure, now.
So, like, I did everything it told me to do.
Mm.
And then I'm like, okay, I've spoken to it. What should I do?
He don't give you any kind of suggestions.
I wonder if we should, yeah.
So now I'm more complex.
Walking through it.
I think the terminal should say it as well, right, on the output.
The next thing people probably do is put in a tool. But then the other option is make your own UI.
One thing I really dislike, I needed to remove it immediately from the demo, these like weird waveforms, the synth stuff. It was nice to know that something's happening, but like then I very quickly got tired of it.
Put in like a customer facing UI example, because we used to have this being very like small customer facing UI. Because when you put it in front of customers, you don't want this, do you?
No, that's why it didn't.
Tiny little.
It needed to be clean and basically resembling ChatGPT as much as you can.
But like we could have like dev mode, customer mode, switch in this.
One thing I will say is, now that I know how ours looks, when I use that one, I feel handicapped because I cannot type text. That's like especially when you have a room full of people, you try to say something twice, you just can't get it over the line. You just want to put that thing in and you can't. I would really love to have that text box in there. Now that I know you can.
We should.
Mm-hmm.
The text box and then customer facing UI logo. So, Natalie, we have got an agent's MD file here. So you could like launch a codex or call it code if you do use those, for instance, and then say like, now I'll turn it into an agent that does this.
Okay.
And then it would, you could change like the UI and it's got all of the Lego docs in there. So it should know how to use Lego.
Nice. Cool.
But yeah, this would be the point where there would be some specific voice. We made it too easy. You've done everything you need to do. You've got a voice AI assistant.
Nice. Cool. Future's here. That's
how my... It's almost like me. Like you just looking over like...
Every job. Yeah, you didn't need to say anything over there.
Yeah.
Just Jan told you.
Solid eggs.
No. What are you building?
E-commerce voice agents.
Okay. Is this the enemy?
No, it's only, we are actually using layer code, but it's a little bit more work than that,
I think that's the hard thing about voice is like a demo is quite easy, but the production actually are.
Yeah, I had a minor heart attack. I was stress testing our database and discovered that RP95 is like almost 20 seconds on some searches. So I need to tell people like a whole fairy tale while it's searching. I have no idea what I'm going to do.
That is the crazy thing, isn't it? As fast as the voice AI is, it's hitting your legacy database. So
that's why I keep obsessing. I have this like little framework in my head of different patterns for the voice agents, where literally I would love to have it simpler to basically combine something that's fast and slow and keeps the conversation going, which is like one pattern in one quadrant, right? But you ultimately want to have how that fast agent, if you have two agents, fast and slow, like fast and slow, how much autonomy does the fast agent have? Should it be just doing a chatter? Should it literally be just checking in on the bigger agent and just say, oh, I'm still looking, oh, can't find it, be funny. You know, like Claude Code, how it has this like gibberish at the bottom? Like, could it literally do that? And then the next level is it literally can do like speculative drafting when you really give it autonomy, because like Flashlight is pretty good and you can have it. And then as soon as it finishes, like you can still run your slow model, and that slow model can then issue a correction. Where if you know you can risk it, you can basically have the slow model be like, oh, sorry, I just checked. We don't have the size M, right? Which is still okay. So I'm basically thinking about this, like, if there could be a few patterns which are around autonomy and like how deeply you parallelize these like different architectures, but like there will be, they will make it so much easier to build something that's both smart, but also like fluent, that it keeps the conversation going. But yeah.
I think they're thinking fast and slow, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's really how do you integrate the two? That's the biggest problem, because then you can end up in garbage from both. And how do you consolidate? And I think that's where I'm trying to figure out.
Remember how we're looking at voice stuff?
Yeah.
There's the two streams that we're talking about.
Yeah. You kind of want
what that. What can you like doing stuff like that?
Did real time API let you chat while the tool calls? It does, doesn't it?
I think so. Yeah, you can do interrupt, but the tool call still runs in the backend. So it would be more, it would basically be
real time.
Yeah, it would be more similar to that kind of shadow conversation that the fast one keeps the conversation. You would literally prompt it to speak more slowly and describe what the tool is that currently running, which is very hard to do with normal models because they are basically tuned to send a tool call. And only then a system message.
Exactly.
So you need to actually, the only way to wire it up is to have a fake like tool call pre-call, which then pushes the model to have to call more tools and makes it more complicated, fails more. So that's why I kept thinking like two tools are in a way simpler. Sorry, two models are simpler.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really messy to integrate that.
The export, nearly.
Yeah, it's nearly exploded. Is that your laptop?
Yeah, you can drop it to me.
Okay.
Why did you look at it using real time?
Yeah, I literally built like a gym or OpenAI, Gemini, 11 Labs, you guys, and others to like do a bit of a side-by-side.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you pick Osprey?
I spoke to Damien. I was really pissed at OpenAI that day because there was some sort of a bug, but I just could not define tools at all, even though I was following docs.
Yeah.
So I realized like ultimately that magic, the problem with OpenAI real time is incredibly fast demos because they have really good abstractions where you just say, I want real time agent, but you get hit because anything meaningful like passing the payloads, you need to hit the transport layer. And at that point, even session update and everything, you have to add to the transport layer because that interface is like so not complete. And as I was providing all the tool definitions and things, it just was constantly telling me this is not valid definition of tool. And I spent literally 2 hours like dissecting what exactly about the tool. You saw it. Come 2 days, update the library, and it worked. Sure. Maybe a bug. Maybe added something different. I don't know. Yeah. But basically, at that point, I was like, well, we will have this breakage and we're completely fucked. And that morning, I literally spoke to Damien and he was like, well, you will have your own backend. So we actually know that works. Worst thing that happens is that audio goes away, but you still have text. So it felt like way more robust.
So we were just talking earlier today about how we add in real time in Gemini Live and then give people the ability to test those and then transition to those when they get reliable or good enough for that specific context. Because like we got another person who's doing tire change bookings for German auto.
You know, the world of voice AI, right?
And they were saying that the number plate and VIN number in German with real-time API is just not accurate enough for them. Although it seemed to do it okay in English for us. That was like their biggest problem. And it's interesting. It feels like it's going to get better. But then in all these scenarios, it doesn't cut it quite yet.
It's fascinating because we never felt like it's not accurate enough until we were using DeepGram a lot in layer code. Before, we were using OpenAI real-time for the testing and 11 Labs on their platform. Mm-hmm. And that was literally picking up very clearly people speaking in Spanish, like 8 meters away from me. OpenAI real-time, but 11 Labs has their own transcription. When I was using 11 Labs agents, I think it was pretty good in a noisy, it wasn't too noisy, but it was literally picking up a Spanish colleague. I was super freaked out about what it's writing, and then I realized it's picking up his chat.
It was picking up the Spanish, but it was picking up background stuff.
But it was picking up clear language and writing.
What's
it
on the front page of that? Versus accuracy.
Right now, I was sitting in front of my laptop and I couldn't say I want a jacket.
Yeah.
It was literally impossible.
I feel like we need to get. So did you try Assembly?
No.
On the front page of BBC.
They've got they were the next one on the list and they've got a lower word error rate.
I think this is the one.
The problem is the transcription didn't come through live, as live as they do.
So can you keep talking? Can you find a jacket for me? Yeah, I don't know if it's still working. I might have killed the backend, actually. I'm not sure.
Oh, no. thank you. What did you do? Hook up to an API?
What API did you hook up
with?
Yeah, one of my friends was teaching a coding class once, and it was like he always used BBC as the example of doing flex boxes and stuff. And then he was like, "Okay, guys, let's look at the BBC. Oh, by the way, there's been a terrorist attack." Okay, so it's just and it was like literally a terrorist attack in London, it was on the. And it was the class was in London.
Find me a jacket immediately.
Should we ask it to set?
Cool. Did you send it over, Matt?
Can you,
Natalie?
Yes.
Okay.
Look, can't they?
So wait. Do you think this is the best one?
That was my memory, but I'm testing it in the noise. You actually confirm? To have the same environment. Find me a jacket. I want something dark for less than 200.
Yeah.
Do it ASAP.
Yeah, it
would.
Brilliantly. Yeah.
You should.
Advice
college.
Yeah,
the landing.
He was only listening in a big app. I don't know why, but this is actually pretty clear recording for the numbers and doing this.
Just missed a lot.
Yeah. Plus. And we need fire wardens.
I said find me a jacket. Come on.
Perfect
jacket. Every time I try to do it on the previous one, it says check it.
It only search is most fun thing ever.
We're going to put in the key temp from thing.
But it's not set up here. You were literally speaking and it picked up perfectly.
So DeepGram's has not got high enough accuracy.
Like you say, it might be better in some situations, but these are all my previous attempts to say a jacket. Oh, this one actually
went. Is layer.
But all the previous ones were check it.
This is good.
Tell me my own fact about.
So wait, you want to go?
I want to add something, which is
this is
so valuable.
This is a rubbish fact.
I'm going to choose the jam.
This is so funny.
So you're saying it's going to be fixed on Monday?
Yeah, we're going to be working hard. We know the list now.
Give me some conversation or something on Damien.
Whoa.
There's a couple of people in there, Damien, that I can fix.
What would be fixed on Monday if that was...
That's my thing.
You could wave a magic wand.
Oh, that would be unrelated to it. That would be unrelated to the dog. So it would literally be our devs are now stuck and they cannot build our front end. I think I posted in a group today.
Yeah, we haven't been super fun way today.
It's this one. So what is happening is we basically will have all our services behind Gateway on GCP and they cannot provide the headers so the response can come back.
Yeah.
from the client. Yeah. So the simplest way would be if we can basically tell you these are the header to provide, and then basically those are the new
AI model.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me
just
give me the number.
This would 100% be the number one, because literally that's why I was looking at the docs. I was trying to figure out, can we build it from your primitives?
The hard code.
So these are some topics.
So yeah, really about helpful.
Really that was fun.
Gave examples of these topics to contact with.
This one is different. No, this is literally devs on our company are now stuck and cannot implement.
Yeah.
Implement our voice agent because they cannot provide the creds to get into a VPC.
Got it.
Right, so because there's the whole authorized handshake and everything, and there needs to be some forward headers if the customer has
to thing, basically.
So we're coming back to it. This is where it got to. Basically, they flagged like we can't move,
but we can do that tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, amazing.
We could expose that. Okay. So we have, you can post that. Okay.
We already have the session. I mean, it's not a hard bit, but there we had already thought that through, and there is metadata fields in the database table for sessions. It's just not settable by the API.
I don't know if that's going to be enough just to have the metadata.
I said it's work.
My concern is you will not get through to our backend. So what this is basically creds to get into our VPC on incoming.
What would you imagine?
So we need those to be included already coming out.
Making my own project.
And I think that's
very required for your agent or like
your dev environment.
I would expect there are some temporary to be saved.
What's the end state?
But I expect...
Project and
but like I think a lot of customers will have the same issue. They have like incoming.
End state with MB, yeah.
It's basically,
if we added
it, this like a demo of like, this is the ability
under the web, but and you could set any header
how to
use that project.
Like, you're assuming they are fixed.
Guess what's the point?
And there must be there must be a lot of rotation to be safe, right?
Oh, this is how you do it.
So like, I don't think there's
a boiling sort of like a lot of the,
but basically, if there was a way,
you know, easy, like all takes
to set that, simplest way would be if there are these custom headers that should be including or any communication in the session.
Start a new project.
I appreciate this.
It
loves
so far. Look how many comics.
But I don't think you will be able to get your agent basically without them.
So the better
all users,
more flexible.
Exactly.
We could do that all once, but we've metadata object and the custom headers when you do the authorize and create the session.
Perfect. Cool. Yeah. Basically, if both are open, then the customer can do whatever they want on that end.
We have issues.
Yeah, because client side, we can set it all ourselves. It's really the layer code to backend.
Yeah,
because
I'm working on that.
Yeah, that we can't.
We need to do a React Router one
for a demo.
Sorry, React Router?
Yeah.
I have that one. That's the one I built in.
Oh, I love that.
So I have a company member. I need to.
Jan's done it. He saw it.
She's the mother.
I could probably have Cloud Code carve it out.
Yeah, we've been
like 10 years.
I felt like the quick starts now are like structured within that.
I'm just visiting for
well, structured.
I literally killed.
Yeah, quite transformed into different frameworks. Like, we do certainly climb back.
Well, you know, I could probably. I'm originally from the States, from Colorado, Boulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lovely. I'm from like the countryside.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm pretty
happy about that. Wow. I think that's actually. What? Do you know what? I would give for access to call a code.
No.
Yeah. Well,
you don't have it.
Right.
What do you do?
I have open code.
You're allowed to use that.
Yeah, but it just doesn't have the. Just doesn't have the love factor.
You're allowed to use Codex.
God. I've got quotes. You can actually use a lot, but that's how people work. Yeah.
That's how I do it.
I mean, I'll see you about goodness.
So yeah, I'm going to just.
I was paying so much.
This is what I was joking to Jeff about earlier. I'm just taking what you said and putting it into Codex right now. So it took a first drop.
Sure. Do some of our teams have Devin?
Yes,
they seem to like it, but you never know, like how much exposure they've had to like the different models. Whether they just like it because they're going from zero to like something. Or whether they don't like, I had this amazing workflow with Cloud Code in GitHub. It was just so good.
Like with Blacktree or?
No, with the issues. Yeah, with issues.
Mm.
It's like parallel Cloud Code with GitHub issues.
Really?
It was so good.
That's why I like Tridimes. I think Flat is really easy.
No.
You know, it's the GPT app on your phone.
Is that actually?
You can just go and then just be like, yeah, hey, just with my repo.
It's the only one.
Here at night, and then just sit there.
It's the only one that works remotely these days. Cloud Code fucked it up after 167 something that you cannot remotely log in. So I used to code from the couch on my phone.
No, but I do it from GitHub. I just make an issue of my code.
Yeah, but you have to with this, like, basically workaround, right? But, like, I like to hit my computer exactly with the terminal and everything, and I like to Cloud Code and do bunch, and basically, so I can then pick it up without any handover between platforms. Mm. And Cloud Code, I feel like they must have done it on purpose because people are just connecting randomly. But you can't log in.
Is this thing called Vibe Tunnel?
Invite that. But like, I'm using Tailscale.
That's like,
actually, does, isn't it? That's ominous. It also has the worst sound. Wait, the sound.
That's the Vibe Tunnel.
God. I was expecting it's a, like, a different drop there. Like.
Sounds like a video game to me.
Yeah, it's like Mario, right?
Yeah.
They changed it. This used to be on like fully loud and you couldn't turn it out. Fair. Cool. This.
So, what is your company trying to build exactly?
Oh, I wish I knew. It changes every month.
Yeah.
Right now, it's because we have a company, Series A, bunch of products for fashion brands. It's like a backend for fashion stores.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
Backend in the sense like the software layer inventory, demand, forecasting, all those things. That's basically what the core is, even in like global commerce. And I am in the venture arm, where they are basically trying to place a bunch of random bets to figure out what would be the next unlock for much higher debt.
Proxies and terminal.
In the 4 months I've been there, there have been like three different strategies already. The latest one voice agents, virtual try-on, basically memory to give a user an experience. Basically, you come in your Instagram, you click on a brand when they have a commercial show, whatever. You click on it, it opens this like full screen page and you basically chat to it. This is what I want to find, whatever. If you like it, you can log in, and at that point you can like throw in your image. It basically does the VTO on you with all the pieces, like basically composes the outfit. And if you keep logging in, that basically it remembers all the the biggest pain when you speak to like girls is basically they have to keep filtering for the same stuff over and over. So it can remember all the basic preferences that they.
I think I listened to Anil's. Yeah,
that's the idea.
Yeah,
but yeah, the voice part of it, like I've been telling to Damien, like. It's really cool. Okay, it has the wow factor.
Yeah.
But the reality is, it's like 10% of the surface. We need to nail the interaction without voice.
Yeah.
Because I have never seen my wife shop with voice.
I'm not very good at
it. Because you're self-conscious, what you say, prices you mention, sizes you mention, like anything you say, you would have to be completely alone in a room and shopping them, which then like... how many people shop like that and what I do. And she's even like watching YouTube and she's like shopping during watching like YouTube influencer. So she can't use the voice again. So practically that voice has like that's very narrow. That's why I was pushing on text so much in the beginning because voice can be amazing, but we really need to have, we need to nail not the voice, we need to nail the fusion of voice, text and the UI together in a way that doesn't feel like
a finance
toilet paper chatbot, but it feels like however I want to interact with it right now, whether it's a click or say what I want, is kind of convenient. That's what we need to nail in.
I see.
That would be something, you know.
You could just do it before you press record.
I learned from Jack that you never press record, you always record.
ABER. Always be recording. So.
There's this
ABC, which is like,
this is the type of from the Wall Street.
Yeah.
That other one. I'm made up.
I feel like Tim Ferriss or someone was saying the most important part of an interview is like the 5 minutes before you start recording something. Was just there. Just tough to try.
Yeah, well, so pissed off that we chatted about all the fun stuff right at the beginning and we got the best record. It was like the stuff that we really went shab out, we just brought it up.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh shit, we hit the best record at some point.
Yeah. Or like at the end, sometimes, like you stop recording and you're like, oh yeah, by the way, like, I can't believe you said that. And I'm like, yeah, let me tell you.
Did you grow up in London?
Yeah, I'm just like,
oh, let me tell you this thing.
Oh, I've been around here all my life.
Who is going to come out with a draw for that? Thanks.
Nice. The headers one.
The headers.
We'll go. Nice.
Yeah.
I tried to look for the repo you shared with the React router to see how my implementation is different. I have no idea how to find it.
Oh, I can find it. Okay.
Is that one not very important?
Sufficiently it is.
Can you have open containers here for London?
Yeah.
Can you what?
You can get arrested, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do get fine. In Switzerland you can too, but
anything goes around. Yeah. You used to be able to like drink on the tube and stuff as well, but they changed that. I think
Does anyone ever get got told off for drinking on the tube?
I haven't driven on the tube, so can't
see. Actually, it would like spill half of it anyway, no? What do I do in the drive? Okay.
Having a drink on
has it got that bad where you have to have a drink so. Afterward.
When we say this,
just reading over it.
Check was off.
But that is quite a lot of step, actually.
We got loads.
Yeah, this one is. Thank you so much.
Valuable, guys.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Bless you.
Thank
so,
you.
When is the Python version coming?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So, we already have.
We have it. We need to fix it. The thing we did is we fixed that whole conversation storage thing in the JavaScript ones. So I think we just need to apply that to the
Python. So Python. So would that be the second most useful thing to do?
Yeah, it's going to be relevant to my work. It's just I was hacking in these patterns. And for the pattern hacking, it's easier for me to think in Python DKI than in AI SDK.
Okay. Yeah, so what's the number two thing that would be helpful besides that?
Likewise?
For us to do to like make your life easier.
Model. And then it has a WebSocket connection to a DO that records all of the messages.
Everything I can think about is ultimately coming down to latency.
Like you're recording all the
methods. Latency in the sense not that you can improve it, but I'm making suboptimal decisions all the time because I'm afraid it's going to be too slow.
And so that collects all
the messages. It's basically the key concern that I did think about because in terms of the interaction with the user, I think that's going to be the most obvious thing when it's going to be basically shit.
Yeah.
Even worse than like showing the wrong thing. So there is a whole range from our devs are building something that I think is going to be really bad latency because of the patterns they've used. So it starts from being able to see it well, like Mitch Damien in the dashboard.
Yeah, so see where the latency is coming from and like what's
where it's coming from and also how much worse it is than when I have my toy app on the side, right? So basically being able to see the stat and like actual stats, not the average, because average is really hard. It hides the whole LLM calculation and how long search takes and all those things. I would really like to understand their implementation of the problem and my implementation of the problem in the handshake, in the first connection time, whatever it is that can be done. Like that would be helpful because it helps me have a conversation with them.
Yeah,
guys, this is very cute. I know you like to do these things this way, but it just doesn't work. Yeah. It's like too slow.
Yeah.
So that's first thing. To have basically a data-driven conversation about this approach doesn't work.
Yeah,
that's the first one. Then I don't really know in the middle how exactly to manage like making things better. I guess that's where
agent stuff like the
yeah it's like you know,
during like,
I know you guys can't do fuck around or whatever, but like, I wish someone would literally spend like a ton of time and figure out these are our like top three model. This is like a little bit of prompt that we do. Mm-hmm. And the reason we do it is because we found that you actually can do the fast one with 500 tokens of reasoning. It's mm-hmm. still super fast,
yeah.
the time to first byte, but it's actually smart like the other one. That's actually, you know, like some combination.
So we're like figuring out which models and which.
Yeah, and it's not exactly which model, but basically if someone tests like these models are okay, you can actually have some reasoning here.
Yeah.
Because like if you think about how would I test it today, how would I test it today? I would have to hack it up on my backend and then running it through the tunnel of Cloudflare.
Yeah.
And then measuring responses and always wonder, well, is it in the Cloudflare? This is giving me slightly different latency.
Yeah.
Or is it that, obviously, I have my LLM observability, but it's in a completely different place. So it's these like little experiments, which are not too hard to implement, like you change a model, but they are really hard to measure.
Yeah. That's
so that's the other
thing. It's almost like you just had something that you could do, like a prompt.
Also, to copy
for your specific use case, like,
brand.
And then just like get results for like each of the different models.
Or replay the same conversation somehow.
Yeah,
you can still
be replaying the same conversation somehow a few times.
Yeah,
and just changing the backend. That would be great. Probably too hard, but like even a set of some best practices around we see that
the oldest drumbeat is sharding in a D1
took prompts that are make it large like, or whatever are basically killing your latency more probably not like honestly I haven't found anything like that because people can deal with a lot of latency there is a lot of experiential things that I think would stop people from starting when they should never do it. Example being, we are testing all this when we're at home on 500 megabit Wi-Fi. Have no idea how the slow experience will be even worse when I'm there on the corner and I'm between two hotspots. And it's basically one of, you know, like in London, in so many places, we had this like one bar 5G.
Yeah.
I would like to test like one bar 1G. So, but like if you had a way
testing all this,
you know how in Chrome Inspector
just like
there is I'm on 256 256 I'm on Edge or whatever if there was a way to artificially create some of these slowdowns where dev at a computer would be able to go like see how it looks like when you're on that shit coverage that would be huge to like drive that empathy.
How big is it?
Yeah.
But the problem is devs probably don't want that. It's the people who care about the experience about that.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure you will sell it well. But that would be huge.
You will end up at some point. You must
there's this like
a lot of devs do fair, right? I'm like, I mean, you're a dev. Like, or you would maybe say you are.
I think our devs are more like, we have 150 things to build. We have time to build 50.
Yeah.
And we need to make it. We're like driving like crazy, so we don't have time to fuck around. Tell us what you need to build and we'll build it. Right? It's not that they don't care. It's just getting them to do these extra things. They just don't have the bandwidth. They are like...
They're already running at 100 miles an hour.
Arvo's agent is meant to like do all the things that Shopify does, which is complete nonsense. But like basically they are completely killed on the scope. Already. So
because everyone's like, oh, you need to be able to do this really fast because of all the agents.
So that's where... Having a way to quickly show to someone rather than running 100 experiments it can be actually a powerful way to have a conversation. The other thing, because they are putting everything in this like VPC on cubes, we have no idea how that experience is going to be. Obviously, if I have the data that I can destroy, that's great. If we had a simulator and some good measurements in the console even, or something simple that you can do. You actually have a lot of Anyway, I was basically thinking, how can we fast-track architecture decision to quickly testing it? To basically check whether it makes sense. Because this is like so unlike any other experience.
Oh, you're not there. This is like, hi, everyone. Okay, Sorry, I'm late.
Unlike any other experience, this one is like so grounded in latency. That's why I'm obsessing about it. And at the last end of it is, that's a big wish.
Hiya. Nice to meet you.
Wonderful friends. Oh, testers. We're now just showing because they successfully named an agent.
Maybe we can try and mop something up, just knock like quick. Because I guess it's just like about recording.
Yeah, and ultimately, like you get a bunch of these tests but then you
yeah, but you want to know really like
yeah, I kind of don't know exactly what I want here.
Yeah,
because there are several different tasks. One task is how can I from the beginning start from a good set of principles that this works 80% of the time.
Yeah,
so I don't waste time even testing things I shouldn't be. I can come prepared to our devs and be like, hey guys, we cannot do this, we can do this, you know, like that stuff. Even some stats around if you hack it up and measure it in your networking spectrum.
Well, have a look at those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it takes more than 1.5 seconds when you try it, your customer will notice. You know, we don't even
have to translate
the numbers that I can show them in a dashboard.
Yeah.
You can really experience this, right?
Like, is this like, 0.3? What does that mean?
Yeah.
What is 1.5 seconds a long time? Okay. Or is it not? Like, it's like...
It goes back to that empathy of like, being able to like see the numbers and link them to experience or having a way to show them the experience. But at the very end of it is, and that will be a real killer for me, is there is going to be this tension between small, fast models. And then everyone wants to have their actually chatbot that they are using everywhere else, but it's too slow, right? And like, how do you bridge that? And if you guys can come up with some patterns, which could be, just keep the conversation going in the background and make it really easy to set up, right? Just simple conversational, non-committal, be very safe.
So this is like,
but like,
there's this like whole
on every tool call, say this, you know, like some of those patterns, they don't even need to be like new coach to create.
Yeah.
But they could go really far.
Yeah.
To know how to basically push the system, because I am half expecting I will have to do that anyway.
Yeah.
Because we are already on Gemini 2.5.
Yeah.
And I am not seeing great performance on the search quality.
Yeah.
And I'm worried we will have to drive through the whole checkout. And the checkout happens at the end of the session, where potentially the context is going to be pretty long if someone goes back and forth.
Yeah.
So I'm worried that basically I will not have enough intelligence to successfully sell through like card manipulation and checkout by the end of it. And I keep thinking about, well, what can I do here? Can I more aggressively keep checking the context?
Yeah.
You know. Or can I potentially have a smarter model like Sonnet 4.5, but tap into it only sometimes? Maybe I can be driving the simple model, but some tools I actually want to make sure are only done by the 4.5. Right?
Yeah.
And then all those things, when you know what you want, you can perform.
Yeah.
Coming up.
But it's knowing which ones to actually focus on. So it's like kind of knowing where the potential to improve it is.
Or having a few patterns that you can start with that are really simple.
To bootstrap
they'll give you 80% of the power. But even some of these patterns, I have done deep research every other day.
Yeah.
And there is just not much stuff how to effectively build voice agents and bridge this like intelligence versus latency gap.
I'm going to try and write up some of the stuff we had, but like, I don't think this answers any of yours. We had like an interesting one yesterday that was like, someone was having issues with like bad quality audio. And then he was just like, when the audio quality is bad, the agent just says, can you speak up a bit? Because I can't hear you. And it just like solved like 90% of the problems, because it was like, they just...
I'm with you. I'm beating your drum.
Like, they just usually, people know how to like improve the quality. Usually it's like using their headphones. Switch to like their phone or something.
Those are great tips.
And then, so like, we want to write up those. I don't know if we have like other one best prep. I mean, like, but.
That was one thing I found. I don't think it's fixed yet, but I kept getting really good voice performance from the LLM Labs playground. And first message in layer code was always really shit. Very like mechanical.
Yeah.
Almost like sounding from a trash. Turns out,
and then basically three.
Turns out, few. I think
like,
they are like pushing some long, basically like, warm-up text for their pipeline.
It's going to get below 5,
which then means it basically continues.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have that weird wrap up in the beginning.
Yeah,
when the therapy is basically not ready.
Yeah,
and then completely took it out. I was basically generating all these audio files, and that's how I found that there's this like previous text. If you send that, you remove most of these like artifacts.
So you send a warm-up text that you don't play.
Yeah, exactly. 11 Labs API already has that. And they even have that you can be linking your past request, so you don't even have to be sending it. They can literally do requests that link to each other. You guys just don't have that exposed in your backend. I think I mentioned it. It's in the chat. But like that one is an easy win. Like I can like every almost every time I start the app, it starts to just like very mechanic sounding. Welcome to our shop.
What was that? By the way, if you are viewing me or my friends, expect me to keep receipts.
He says something thanks.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
it was on
it. Has gold.
But don't worry. I can think I can share it in.
Finish that.
You get TM events.
Just turn that out to get there, how's that work? They try to get me like we get open.
I don't want one off. Yeah. Oh my god.
Do we have a loop?
That's amazing. Yeah. So we need
it's capital B, capital R.
How long?
Events.
Biggest thing. There's like, yeah, we've got it until 9, I think. But yeah, Phil, you don't, obviously don't.
I literally live for on.
I do.
10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
It was very convenient. Very convenient.
Yeah. Okay, nice. It's a nice area.
What?
Have you been here before?
In ministry?
Yeah.
Actually, because I
don't want to say.
Only the actual, only the nightclub, yeah.
So actually not. So we have a golden doodle. Golden Doodle. It's one of those like really mixed.
Yeah.
We've been here for Woofmas. We're literally in this very space.
Woofmas.
That was literally sent out the day we put the dogs. I left, but like my wife was very much into it. So it was like a Christmas for people who don't have kids and have only dogs.
That's how we end.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
I don't really talk about my ministry experience.
Okay, I thought it was going to be something crazy, like, you know, because it's just that ministry.
Sadly not.
Yeah. I got it. People actually. Anything poodle is usually a good dog. I like, my parents have a cockapoo. She's.
Yeah, those are super girls.
She's quite chill, like, she's like very, she's very happy to see you, but she's not like annoying because we've got. They look after some other dogs sometimes and like they're really like hyper, but she's pretty chill.
Tell me how
she's kind of an old lady, so it's just
that's probably why
it's
well.
Like it's like a bit
then it generated exactly like first again and we do this as tooling within the screen.
The real time stuff is pretty exciting. I don't know. It's like
it allows a lot of cool stuff, but the thing is, you can do all that stuff without the real time.
The changes, I feel like the tone of voice though, and
harder to do. I've been looking a lot into voice cloning and then the remixing of it, and it doesn't work as well as we thought. Basically, unless you're American, it's really hard to clone so fast with 3 minutes or less.
Oh, yeah.
So we're figuring out where is the threshold if our brands have like Northern accent. But yeah, American, like
I cloned mine and it was like perfect. But I put over 100 minutes, I think, of like.
Oh, that's huge.
It was like with like a real microphone and stuff.
That's the other thing. Most people can't record anything without background noise and the removal actually distorts it as well.
Yeah.
They literally say 11 laps. They say that 3 minutes should be enough.
It wasn't mine. The 3 minutes one sounded nothing like me at all. 100 minutes was like, I showed it to my mom. She was like, this sounds like you.
I know. It's like you, actually.
It sounded exactly like me.
Must be easier when you do podcasts. I don't think I ever recorded 100
just
minutes
like,
of
myself. It's actually a lot because it's like, do you think like, when you're at, it's actually like, even if the episode's like an hour, it was only like 8 minutes or less probably of me speaking. So it has to get like a lot. I don't speak that much in it. So I was mainly asked questions. So especially, but it was like a lot. So it was quite easy to. It was actually quite easy to. I feel like they should actually just have a tool because, like, I can't remember what exactly, but it's one of the features on FFmpeg. You can actually like just strip out all the silence really easy. So if you just get the track that's just your voice, you can just like strip out all the silence
on the VYP.
So I feel like it would be easier if you could just dump tons and tons of audio.
Yeah, but then you get
and they would cut it.
Then you get into this weird state that we were basically it was picking up too well, the pacing and everything. So the American guy, it was perfect how his voice sounded, but he read a really boring FT article. And literally, the voice of the shop was this like really bored American guy. Like, it literally picks up the pacing and everything. So I think when you chop it up and lose the gap, so they're unnatural, it's going to pick it up as well.
Sure.
So actually, that I would be worried about.
Oh, so like cut. So I should have just left in the gaps.
I would say you can cut out the gaps, but you need to be clear about not collapsing it too much.
It's hard because unless you have like a monologue, like if it's in a conversation, I cut out the gaps, I also have to cut out the other person. And then it's like, so then you don't get the gap anyway. Okay. So it's like,
well, it's fine as long as you... As long as it delivers your full range and there is nothing blending, so you still need to leave some outlets, basically.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah, like, completely cutting it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just no gap.
What we're now doing is basically we have, like, a vocabulary that we found somewhere, like, phonetic stuff, like tongue twisters and things, to have a full coverage of the language and most important things. Then we need to develop a brand-specific one for their key products, because those can be horribly mispronounced.
Yeah.
And then we're figuring out what will be the other fillers. And problem with news, which is like perfect engineer content, is that people will stop doing the inflections when they speak, and then that then translates into their voice. Like, most people will struggle to record even 3 minutes. We still haven't figured out the cloning, and the remixing doesn't work very well.
Who do they want to do the voice? Who should the voice be?
It's kind of assumptions. RPMs don't talk to customers enough. But basically, dating is going to be easier if we basically just agree with brands. You need to give us these recordings as per the instructions. And that will be your brand voice. Right? Because that way, they defined the pace, the tonality, the emphasis. There's like so much that I don't even know how to describe.
But do you think they do want to control that,
like, I
don't think they want it, but it's easier to define it and iterate on their own than us building a playground where they have all these like pulleys and different voices to pick from.
Yeah.
So ultimately, there is always a founder or someone who has a cool voice that they're going to identify as. Ultimately, it's going to be which accent, which gender, and basically a deep, low, and then how do you want to convey the energy? I think those are the main dimensions. But it's really hard to get right just with like remixing or whatever. It feels easier just by his voice. It's a guess. We have so many of these that it's the one.
I feel like we shall prompt. I feel like right is quite meta. But like in the DOS, we should say the recommended thing is to download the voice stuff and then improve the code.
Do you think you'll be using real-time voice in like 6 months?
If you did that instead, because
in me personally,
download this, when you do this, you get it.
Or for this product.
Your work has to, I guess.
So to be clear, I use speech-to-text quite heavily when I'm at home for all coding. But like these voice agents, I do think it's gonna work. I don't think it's gonna be the best thing ever, because it's effectively competing with GPT and everything, and it doesn't have the same.
Yeah,
this is all recording, right?
It's a call, but then also in talks.
Is it, if it's okay? Yeah,
yeah, it's a good point.
Well, don't share it. It doesn't have the biggest benefit. We will try to do it vertically aligned to fashion industry and those things. But what I think we will always struggle with is that we don't have to spend on multiple brands. That's where we started, but ultimately we realized you can't cold start it. So we will start from the brand specifically. And that's the biggest problem. I don't think it's going to be whether it's a voice, whether the voice is fluent enough. It's really going to be, well, I'm in the store, I want to buy this outfit, but they do jackets, and I need to go to another store and they do pants. And then the ideal app, like ChatGPT, is basically, I want an outfit for this event. I think that's the gap. So I think it's going to work. I think all brands will want their own experience to compete with ChatGPT, which basically makes it nameless and drives down the price a lot. But I don't think the huge volume will all move to that specific agent. It will be in my best.
Yeah.
Because
but, you know, I think it would just be people just use ChatGPT.
I don't think it's going to be ChatGPT. I think it's going to be vertically.
Oh, so like,
for example,
I want to buy a new men's fashion app that you chat to.
Yeah.
And then it's like, got a cool brand to that.
Yeah. And those apps already exist. Yeah. And while they're growing, they're like nowhere near ChatGPT because problem of getting in is that like ChatGPT does everything, only have one subscription. So even if they do this great job, it's going to be impossible to get out of. Because you just have them. It's the best in class.
Yeah.
You're okay waiting. It's so crucial. Like this, like them say whatever. Like they even built, I don't know if you know Pulse.
Pulse.
ChatGPT Pulse. Oh, in your app is Pulse.
Yeah.
It's like a feed or wall that you get every day. I actually said it, I'm looking for a jacket. Yes. These are the things I'm looking for. Or even you will discuss buying this article. Next day in your daily update, it will find a bunch of new products that you missed and literally expose them in this like daily update, this Pulse.
Okay,
It has all these different channels into your life and it's like constant contacts. And on top of it, it's like VC subsidized models and patents which are already established. So I think it's going to be really hard for anyone to really kill that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
YC can do their Bloomberg Live.
And like anything you can build, they can build too. So it's, I don't think it's going to be the biggest unlock.
So there's so many vertical voices.
Totally. That's, I think.
So when we talked, she's telling me about
critical. Yeah. I still do think there is a lot of stuff that can be done with voice.
All of that. So painful. And I can't buy a
suit. I would love to control more of my life with voice.
Right now.
You like to run your voice.
Control more of my life,
your voice, the Alexa dream kind of thing.
Yes. Like if I. And the hackathon, if I'm going to be hacking, I'm basically going to be building something that I can throughout code multiple sessions when I'm walking or when I'm like around the house. Because I don't like to be chained to my phone.
Yeah.
It's not that much better. Yeah. I like to be chained to my desk.
Yeah. You like to be outside walking.
Exactly. Like when I'm walking, dog, whatever.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, I feel like I get more good stuff done.
But for that, I think you need to solve also the digital twin problem.
Yeah.
Because you need to do this like compression of what's on the screen. There's like so much you visually can comprehend.
Yeah.
You do code, whatever. And if you know what you care about in the days for in the next steps or things or whatever, you like know. You don't want to compress it. So you need something that knows what you're looking for in it.
Yeah.
And that should be passed as voice. Yeah. And equally, I give it some guidance as a voice, but then voice will translate it.
Yeah.
So that's why I think the unlock there is something that's like really good to you. It's almost like a mega
block. So, you've been doing this time.
Amazing. How would you do that? Yeah.
Can you pass me the major?
Yes.
Sorry, this is
it.
Okay.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.